your guys' lineup for the spring. Obviously, the arts are very important, considering especially now with the times that we're living in.
Yes.
But what can you tell me about the spring class lineups that you guys got?
We have a very busy schedule. We are ramping back up after a very, as you know, a very quiet spell for the last several months. We're taking the plunge and offering classes again. We're looking at, on Tuesdays, we have a drawing class. We're calling No Talent Tuesday, but you can have a little talent if you want to attend. We have a slab ceramics class coming up, which we're seeing a lot of interest in. We have, Janet, what else do we have that you want to mention?
Well, we also have some what we call extended studies. They're a 10-week series of classes, one in oil painting and another one in drawing with some opportunity for plein air drawing and watercolor, soft pastels, and we also have some kids' classes that are coming up.
That's cool. That's great. Always good to get the kids involved in these sort of things as well. And I think I'd be one of the no talent that would be there at things, so I'd be intrigued to go to that class.
It's very humbling when you see something with your eyes and you think, well, that can't be that complicated. Then you try to get it on paper and you're going, well, that doesn't look anything like that. And you just keep practicing and learning skills and techniques, and you find that you can do it. It is a discipline. You don't have to have a lot of talent to learn the discipline.
Yeah, exactly. And I remember taking some classes in college, and I think I was lucky to go away with a B.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
What else do you guys got? You got some oil painting, it looks like, watercolor for beginners.
Yes, we have coming up in February, Chris Sundquist, who is an artist from Independence, Kansas, will be coming down and offering a class on Mondays, the drawing class in the morning from 10 to noon, and then the oil painting class from 1 to 3 in the afternoon. So we're anxious to get started with that. That kind of gives you an opportunity to really do some in-depth exploring of that medium.
Awesome.
Now, these classes are open to anyone. We do have annual memberships. The membership is only $30 a year, and with that, for an individual, it's $40 for a family. And with that membership, you get to take a free class. And so it's like an introductory class. They're usually about 2 hours, and the class is being offered for in the next few months are another drawing class, a calligraphy class, colored pencil, jewelry making, which is very popular, soft pastels, and we have someone doing a class for a select few, four people on lathe wood turning, which should be very interesting.
Mm-hmm. And you guys also have an open studio coming up, it looks like, on the... Actually, that's already happened, excuse me.
It's ongoing.
That's weekly. It's okay. Open to members. They come in at 1 o'clock. They work on their own projects. They, on the first Wednesday of the month... Cheryl Bryan, a very, very good watercolorist, guides a class in a watercolor project, and they're very popular. There's usually about, I'd say, a dozen people attending, and we do hope, we're trying to offer a safe, healthy, safe space. It's a fairly large building, and anyone is free to wear a mask that feels comfortable wearing a mask, so we are trying to be conscientious about not trying to spread COVID or be exposed.
And you were talking about membership just a little while ago. If people wanted to become a member of the BAA, how would they go about doing that?
We have BartlesvilleArtAssociation.org. Go online. You can sign up for membership. You can pay online. You can pick your free class. You can look at the lineup of all the classes we're offering. You can, what else do we have? We have a calendar that shows, you know, what classes are meeting when. You can scan that to see what fits your schedule. It gives a history of the organization. This year, the organization will be 70 years old.
Wow.
So it's been a thriving organization in this community for years and years, and we're trying to increase our outreach. It's surprising the number of people we encounter who say, we have an art association. I didn't know that. And we have an annual art show, which will this year will be the submissions will be in August, and it will be in the Lion Gallery for the month of September. So anyone who wants to submit their particular, it can be painting, drawing, carving. We offer, you know, it's sculptures. So there's a lot that we're offering to the community.
And for those who might not know, the Lion Gallery is in the community center.
Correct. Thank you for clarifying that.
And where are you guys located at? I know there's an address here, but for people that might not know.
We're located just north of the Price Tower in the Price Tower Annex. And our entrance is on the east side of the building. And during this COVID time, during our downtime, we took that opportunity to go in and do some work on our studio. We have, we have three teaching studios and we have a library. And so we've completely redone the floors. We've reorganized some things, got some things cleaned up. So we invite, you know, whoever would like to come by to stop by probably over the noon hour. We're going to have a staff person there from 11 to about 1:15. And check us out.
That's Monday through Thursday. We typically are closed on Friday. If we get busy, we might open back up.
Awesome. And your hours again are?
Well, we have staff there from 11 to 1.
Okay. And you mentioned being open for, or being around for 70 years in the Bartlesville
mm-hmm.
community. What's kind of your guys' mission as the Bartlesville Art Association?
Well, just the mission of the Bartlesville Art Association. we want to support and encourage the visual arts by artists and art appreciators in Bartlesville and the surrounding area. You can tell I'm reading this. To assist in and encourage education in the visual arts with an emphasis on youth art education. And I might add, we have a summer art camp the month of June for 4 weeks. That's very, very popular. We already have parents asking if they can enroll their child. So space is limited, but it gives them 4 weeks of immersion into the arts. And then finally, we organize and promote volunteer-operated events that provide a forum for public presentation of member artwork. That would be like the art show. We do an exhibit at the Bartlesville Public Library every year for a month. I can't think.
We used to have a holiday holiday market in December, and I guess other.
Yeah, we're a very education oriented organization. Every year we give anywhere from 1 to 3 scholarships to promising seniors in the high school that for them to pursue their art education. And we honor members who have risen above the ranks, that have done an extraordinary amount of volunteer effort in the community and with the organization. We have an award for that. What else, Janet?
I was thinking, the other thing is, usually once a year we bring in a nationally known or regionally known artist for a 3 to 5 day workshop, which is an extended time to really explore a particular medium. We had an oil painter last year. We're going to be featuring a soft pastel artist this year, and that will, those dates haven't been set, but they'll be coming out pretty soon.
Great.
That will be the end of August.
Okay, awesome. We're talking with Kathleen Rutledge, president of the Bartlesville Arts Association, and Janet Auden, treasurer for the BAA, talking about the BAA and their 2022 spring art class lineup for this year. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more from the BAA.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Welcome back to Community Connection here on K1, the one you trust, 848. Again, we are speaking with Bartlesville Arts Association President Kathleen Rutledge and Treasurer Janet Auden this morning about the BAA and their 2022 Spring Art Class lineup. I've got a lot of great classes coming up, even for the kiddos.
We do. We're offering an after-school program that's going to be starting in March, and on Tuesdays it will have the kindergarten through second grade children, and on Wednesdays it's going to be third grade through sixth grade, and this will be a kids' arts and crafts class. It's kind of a new launch for us, and we're excited to be offering it. There's also a kids' paint class that is every third Thursday of each month, and starting this month. So you might want to check our website on more information on the registration, what materials you might, the materials actually in the kids paint class are provided as they are also provided in the kids arts and crafts class. So all you have to pay for is the registration of the kiddo, and everything else is provided.
And how much does registration generally go for in these classes?
The Kids Art and Crafts class that begins in February is $45 a month per child, and that will be the four sessions. And the Kids Paint class is $25 per session, and that's a two-hour class every month.
And when you talk about the kiddos, what kind of age grade are we talking about there?
As I said in the beginning, the arts and crafts class that is going to be meeting in March, beginning March, again is kindergarten to second grade on Tuesday, and it's third through sixth grade on Wednesday. The other class, the kids paint class, is not really restricted by age. We're asking, actually adults can come too. So if you want to come with your kiddo, it'd be a great experience for a parent and child to come together and work on painting class together.
It's a great time to bond too.
Yeah.
And speaking of other classes that you guys have, you have one-on-one colored pencil that's going to be taking place this summer, it looks like.
We have a March class. It's going to be a Saturday and Sunday, kind of an intensive class from 9 a.m. until 4 p.m. and it's working with colored pencils. And over the course of the weekend, each student will complete two pencil artworks. And we have an introduction to colored pencils, which is going to be a 101 class, which is in July, Saturday, July 23rd. We haven't established a time on that one yet. But colored pencils are very expressive. You might want to look, again, when we post these classes online, we post some of the instructors' works with it so that you can see an example of that medium. my Latin is escaping me. So anyway, those are going to be some great classes. We have a watercolor class that's going to be starting in March on Thursdays in the morning from 8:30 to noon with Jim, is it Bouchon, who has taught here before. He has quite a few followers that enjoy his work. That will be four Thursdays for only $48. This is an instructor that has a great love of teaching and really wants people to be exposed and immersed in their art. And he takes just a pittance for the work because he loves it so much.
What other artists should people be, or instructors should people be excited about during this event that you guys got going on throughout the spring?
Well, Sheila Minich is a regional artist. She's the one that's doing the colored pencil workshop. And of course, Jim Bouchon is from Tulsa, and he is also quite well known. Chris Sunquist from Independence. So we have what we call visiting artists coming in quite often to offer a little different experience for the people that are interested in trying a class.
But let's not overlook our local talent. Janet here is teaching the drawing class, and she's a very accomplished artist in her own right. Janet, you do acrylics?
Acrylics, yeah.
Yep. And our Amy Jenkins is teaches the watercolor, and Amy is a phenomenal artist in her own right. Anyone who's worked with watercolor knows that that's a tough one.
It's a challenge.
You know, watercolor has a mind of its own, and you have to learn to play with it nicely. And Carrie Fleming is our soft pastel instructor, and Carrie I just can't believe what she can do with a block of, looks like unwieldy, like a chunk of chalk, and she can make the most detailed, beautiful work. So our local town, we have, Bartlesville, as you know, has a phenomenal local talent in the arts, in music, in choral, in dance, and in the visual arts.
And for people wanting to look at this lineup for themselves, they can go to the website again. That's BartlesvilleArtAssociation.org. How else could they get a hold of you guys?
We have a Facebook page. We're posting regularly on Facebook. We've uploaded this class lineup. I believe it's on Instagram. We're kind of venturing into Instagram. Facebook's kind of been our daily update place. We do put out press releases for those that get the EE.
We'll have posters at the library, and they'll be available tomorrow. So if they want to stop by and look at the whole lineup, and if you kind of like to have something in your hands, those will be available for sure there. And then we'll have them in other places around town, at the Price Tower and the Community Center. And
If anyone would like their own copy, you can just email us at BartlesvilleArtAssociation@gmail.com, and we'll send you your own copy. And we do send out a monthly newsletter to our members, which tells them the upcoming classes and all the hot information they need to know.
We've been speaking with President Kathleen Rutledge of the Bartlesville Arts Association and Janet Auden, the treasurer, about their BAA 2022 Spring Art Class lineup. I think that's going to do it for our time today, but thank you ladies for coming in and talking to us about the BAA and what you guys have to offer.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure.